under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We are getting a new sponsor. You'll be hearing John Davis on the show on Friday with us. This is an answer to prayer. Because as we are consuming more water on our program with Missy, many of you as well, water is an absolute vital component to being healthy, to inflate your cells with hydration so that they can hold the minerals, supplements, and things that you need to lose weight, to feel healthy, to function your organs properly, you need water. Well, we have a new sponsor coming right from Sheboygan, Michigan. Actually, not too far from our transmitter site. MAGA, Make America Great Again Water. MAGAwater.com is the website. John Davis is the owner. He's going to be joining us for his first interview on Friday. If you know anything about waters, you look at, you research, very expensive and not as good as this water is from Sheboygan. You've heard of Fiji water, Fiji, whatever, having, you know, a good pH to it and being natural and et cetera, all the benefits of that water. But it's very, very expensive. Well, they have, for over 10 years, certified an artesian spring coming right out of the ground. And they have figured out a way to get the artesian spring water right directly into absolutely purest plastic bottles with no chemicals. There's no PFAS in the water. It has a pH of 8.3, which is absolutely ideal for Missy's program. And it's conservative, patriot-owned small business right here in Sheboygan County. This water is unbelievable tasting. The minerals that are in it right out of the ground. The bottles are BPA free, no bad toxins in the bottle. No chlorine, no pesticides. It's a known water source. Naturally alkaline at 8.3. Mineral enriched, natural electrolytes. Pure artesian spring water right out of the ground. It's never exposed to the air or to the land. This stuff is great water. And we're going to be talking with John Davis about it on Friday. So I'm excited to have Mega Water as a client, locally owned right here in Sheboygan, Michigan. And we'll be talking to him about the products. He's also trying to figure out a way for you to be able to bring your own containers and access the water at a reduced rate. We're going to brainstorm and talk to him about how to do that as well. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three today. Some other stories that I've been following and watching is the government handouts that is happening under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. Now, you have to understand, the government should not be involved in capitalism, should not be involved in picking winners and losers. But in Lansing right now, we have a problem. We have a major problem. And that these certain entities using taxpayer dollars are doing exactly that, helping certain companies and businesses to be able to do projects here in the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said yesterday the projects that they're looking at right now, $19.1 million to go to four businesses. Almost $5 million per business. I got a very simple question for you. How would you like the government to give you $5 million for your business? Here at the radio station, we'd love it. Oh, sure. Not going to happen. We're forced to compete. We're forced to compete with other radio stations. We're forced to compete for sponsors so that we can afford to keep the radio station on the air. Well, not if you're a friend of the governor or have access to Democrats in Lansing right now. One of the projects that they're looking at working with, USA Fortescue Piquette LLC. Don't even know what that is. I don't even know what they do. Had an exemption passed for the state essential services assessment, proving that they will be building an investment project worth more than $100 million. Governor Whitmer says today's investments, see, they always call spending taxpayer dollars investments, will create nearly 1,000 good-paying jobs and will build on our strengths in mobility and vehicle electrification, clean fuel technologies, logistics, while growing and diversifying our economy. So who is this company? Well, even though it starts off with USA in the name of the company, it's based out of Australia. They will be working on electric vehicle battery systems for the majority of the money they're being given. The Michigan Strategic Fund approved a $9 million Michigan Business Development Program performance-based grant, a 15-year 100% state essential services assessment exemption valued at $1.3 million. They also will be given a state tax capture credit of almost $2.4 million. The project will also be seeking $5.3 million in a tax increment funding through the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority of Detroit will also chip in with industrial facilities tax abatements. The facility will be on Pequot Avenue, would rehab an existing building in Detroit and use it for manufacturing and engineering workspace. The plant is requiring initially $35 million for rehabilitation, and they're claiming that they will have the first production line producing batteries in 2025. Governor Whitmer said, by choosing Michigan for its first U.S. advanced manufacturing center, Fortescue will create up to 600 jobs. Wait a minute, I thought you said 1,000. Well, now 600 jobs, and will build on economic momentum. Report after report shows that Michigan is leading the future for advanced manufacturing and clean energy, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Another company, this one, Munich, Germany-based ECOG Incorporated, was given $1.5 million for Michigan Business Development Program performance-based grant to help the electric vehicle charging technology company establish headquarters in Detroit. Their headquarters are going to be located in the historic Book Depository Building down in the Michigan Central Innovation District. Whitmer said the project will come with a $14.4 million investment, listen to this, and will create 45 jobs. 45 jobs. Are you kidding me? $1.5 million divided by 45. Almost 34,000 per job. As a here you go, free money. And the performance of it is based on the fact that they only have to create 45 jobs to get the $1.5 million. Oh man, you just cannot make this stuff up. Bottom line, these facilities, $3 million here, $1.5 million there, $8 million here, $9 million there, $19.1 million going to four businesses. And I wonder how much money these businesses have donated to Democrat candidates running for election this year. Kind of interesting. Now, one thing that's happening, talking about water, and this is interesting, short little story we're going to squeeze in real quick. Former Congresswoman and Secretary of State Candace Miller, well, now she works at home in Macomb County as the Public Works Commissioner. She said that she believes the majority of legislators representing her county of Macomb are going to oppose bills that will create a statewide residential water affordability program. This is going to be financed with a $2 monthly fee on water and sewer bills. Well, in speaking to the bills on Monday's podcast with MERS News Service, Miller said, I think the majority of my legislators are going to say no. I do know some who are probably in favor of it previously, but as one told me, we are getting pummeled with phone calls. So that's not coming from me, that's coming from them. Saying that the citizens that are calling their lawmakers are saying no more fees. What is the water affordability fee? A slush fund. low-income residential customers could qualify for an affordability program within the state's Department of Treasury, intended to assist residents that live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. Democrats have introduced House Bills 5088, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93. That's in the House. Similar bills introduced in the Senate, 550, 551, 2, 3, 4, and 5, where basically they're wanting a surcharge. People who can't afford their water and sewer bills to be able to help those who cannot. Also part of the package of these bills, if you can't afford to pay your entire bill but can afford at least $10 a month, your water will not be shut off. The fund creating by this $2 surcharge would be used to make up the difference for these low-income individuals for their total water bill, be discounted by the state's health department, and be implemented by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Government subsidies. I understand poor people. I totally get it. If you can't afford to pay your water bill, they shut your water off. Well, how are you supposed to work or try to find work if you can't even take a shower, brush your teeth, cook? Well, you need a job. And the problem I have with all of this, have you seen the help wanted signs and the dollars that these companies are forced to pay people now? A local McDonald's in Traverse City, Acme area, just put up a new sign. $25 an hour. Are you kidding me? $25 an hour to work at a McDonald's. Now, kind of an interesting spin on it. It's a newer McDonald's. They renovated it. It was the old one there on the east side of the street, south of 72 and 31 in Acme. Well, they came in and rebuilt the entire thing. It's state of the art. They don't even have order takers at the counter. You walk in, they've got three kiosks where you type in your order and pay with a credit card and get issued a receipt. The order goes back to the kitchen. They make it. They come out and call your number. And one other thing I noticed, all their prices are higher than any of the other McDonald's in the area. I like their iced coffee, the frozen frappe, $5.50 for a small. Over $6 for a medium. I didn't even look at the price of a large. Pay the workers more, charge the customers more. Is that a winning formula here in Michigan? $25 an hour at a McDonald's. $50,000 a year full time. Bottom of the hour, news break out number three. We'll be right back. Michigan.